You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
He is Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
Boss up
and get a people.
Get people what they want.
What they want. Jalen Rose, week four officially started last night in a matchup between the Bengals and the Dolphins. We will talk about the Bengals' victory, but we're going to start by discussing the injury to Tua Tagovailoa. He was again suffered a head injury and he was hospitalized. The good news is that he was released from the hospital, flew back to Miami with the team. But your thoughts on this devastating video?
So I have a lot of thoughts. We can actually do the entire 22 minutes of this program on this topic if you would like. So I lifted my hoodie to say keep that same energy, because here's what I want to ask all of us that love football, current and former players, people that are coaches, work in management, have any affiliation to do with the sport on any level. Were you really talking about Tua not playing on Thursday the last 3 days? Because we were on this show. Keep that same energy. That's the problem. I always say this, Jacoby. Here's another one. I just say, and people kind of, how did Ben Simmons pass a physical? I'm still going to ask that question. It's the same thing that applies here. We all saw what happened to Tua. A couple of days ago, I remember watching NFL football and thinking, wow, they need 6 days for their bodies to recover because that game is so violent and physical. And then they started playing Sunday, Thursday games. And I was like, wow, that is incredible that a couple of days later that their bodies are going to be able to perform. We just saw Tua get concussed, allegedly. They called it a bad back. At first they said it was a head injury. Jacoby, play the footage again from Sunday, please. Whoa. Anybody with eyes can see that he was disturbed after that hit. Look at this. He falls to the ground. He hits his head. No other Buffalo Bill member touches him. Watch him stumble like a standing eight count. If that was boxing, they would stop the fight. If that was boxing, Jacoby, they would stop the fight. He goes into the locker room. He comes back out, plays in that game. And then people saying next week. No, it wasn't last week. That was 4 days ago.
Yep.
That was 4 days ago. And I literally said it on the show yesterday. I cannot believe that he's going to play in the game. He plays in the game. He hits his head again. And now he's carried off on a stretcher in a scary episode for a guy that was playing for the undefeated Miami Dolphins. And yes, the score of the game became irrelevant because of how his hands looked, Jacoby, when he fell on the ground. This is scary stuff, and he should not have been out there. Not saying that this could not have happened once he returned, but what we saw on Sunday, anybody that cares about him, his well-being, or the game of football or sports or humanity clearly saw on Sunday that was not a bad bet. And so we're complicit, all of us, that didn't stand on the table before the game. And one other thing. So the Players Association launched an investigation on Sunday. So let me get this right. It's going to take a couple of weeks to come up with the findings. So y'all can't come up with the findings before you play another game? So that's something wrong clearly with the system. And this is truly unfortunate for Tua, his family, and for the sport. I'm hoping him all of the best, and I'm hoping that he gets well soon.
I mean, obviously, what's most important is what you ended with, is we wish him a speedy recovery from this very scary concussion. And watching the game on Sunday, when he hit his head against the Bills and came out of the locker room, it was at the end of the first half, right? So when they came out in the second half and I saw that Tua Tagovailoa was going to take the field, I was shocked. We've addressed this for years. They make concussions a priority. There's a concussion protocol. There's supposed to be objective observers evaluating people that might have head injuries. Even if you get hit in the head, sometimes the ref will just send you to the sideline to be evaluated, even if you don't show symptoms. And Tua clearly showed symptoms on last Sunday and obviously last night, and we hope he does get better. They did play a game, Jalen Rose, a game in which the Bengals won and looked pretty good doing it, especially Joe Burrow. When he shows up in a floral suit, you know they're going to get the win. What do you think about the Bengals offense?
You know, every time I see the modern-day Joe Cool, I think about Prodigy, how Joe keep it thorough. He break bread, ribs, $100 bills. Look at my guy. The floral. You know, I appreciate the flowers, especially since my last name is Rose, showing up on the big stage. And he saw what Mike McDaniel said about him, how he gets off the bus, and you already know that he got that it factor. So he brought it. They won. It was good to see him open it up and throw a couple of touchdown passes. But again, the and their unis look cold.
Yep.
Those white Bengals unis look cold. But, I mean, it obviously is a buzzkill. Great to see T. Higgins ball. Great to see Chase catch a couple. But the bottom line is once Tua got injured, that really became the story of the game.
Absolutely. We have some other games we want to highlight as we get ready for the rest of week four in the NFL. Huge game between my Buffalo Bills. Now, these are two of my teams going head-to-head. The Buffalo Bills, you know I'm a card-carrying member of the Bills Mafia. I broke a table before in upstate New York. But Mr. Rose, this time they're going up against Lamar and the Ravens. Jalen, what do you expect to see in this one, which is going to be in Maryland?
I'm looking at elite quarterback play and how Josh Allen got his money. And rightfully so. And Lamar's still trying to get paid. And the one thing about both of these guys that I appreciate is that while they play quarterback, they're actual football players. I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? Josh Allen does not mind stiff-arming a defender as he's going out of bounds. Lamar Jackson does not hesitate to do a quarterback draw run and take it to the house 70 yards. Like, and then can sit back there and throw for 300 plus yards, both of them. Lamar threw for 300, ran for 100. Josh Allen seemed to throw for 350, 400 every week with three touchdown passes. This is gonna be a great game. I'm excited to see it. And I know Lamar's ready to perform on this stage at home against the Bills, who a lot of us feel like have what it takes to potentially, and you're a card-carrying Bills Mafia member, so of course you feel like they're the favorites to win it all, but it's a lot of people that agree with you.
Yes, there is, and I feel like last week against the Dolphins, the Bills beat themselves. The Dolphins did not beat them. I still have them as the best team in football, and I think they prove it on Sunday against the Ravens. And I also expect this to be a very high scoring game. I might just take the Bills money line and the over. Jalen, we have another matchup of two recent Super Bowl champions, talking about the Chiefs and the Bucks. The news is that this game will be played as scheduled in Tampa Bay. And of course, before we address the game, we want to acknowledge our sympathies for the people that have been affected by Hurricane Ian. Mr. Rose, what do you expect to see in Tampa?
For real, for real. I'm glad you did that, absolutely. I want to talk about the difference on Sunday is going to be Leonard Fournette. Ooh. Because Tom Brady, while he's going to get Evans back, and we're not necessarily knowing if Julio and Godwin are going to play, I think Fournette can be the difference between these two in this matchup because he can be a guy that goes over 100. and can kill the clock in a close game situation if the Bucks have the lead. The one thing about the Chiefs is Patrick Mahomes at the beginning of the season, first game or so, when he was spreading it around, we were like, oh, they don't miss Tyreek as much. Well, yep. Not so much the last game in particular, because Patrick was missing some throws. He was forcing it to Kelce. Kelce even dropped, you know, something we never see, a ball. So I'm, as somebody that also has Patrick Mahomes as his quarterback in fantasy, like, I want to see him have a big-time game. And I'm looking forward to seeing if he's going to respond. And, of course, he wanted to show up going against the GOAT, Tom Brady.
I mean, look at these rushing numbers, Jalen Rose, and especially Clyde Edwards-Helaire down there at the bottom. 7 rushes, 0 yards. McKinnon only had 20 yards and 7 rushes. Mahomes is their leading rusher. We always focus on the passing game and the quarterback so much, but for the Chiefs to truly contend and be a Super Bowl contender, do they need to run the ball better?
Well, here's what's tricky. As you were asking that question, you know, I was going to agree with you because that stat doesn't lie. But then I thought about the last two teams we just talked about. Josh Allen and Lamar probably lead their team in rushing too. So are we seeing a shift in, like, teams understanding that it's hard to run that ball? And that's, it's in a lot of ways easier to spread them out and pass the ball. And so, but for the Chiefs, I think to protect Patrick Mahomes, or to just be a complete football team, you gotta be able to run the football. It's almost like in basketball, like people wanna shoot the three, but you still gotta find a way to knock down those mid-range shots if they're giving them to you. That's the same thing about the run game.
It is time for some very important news that matters. Friend of the show, Big Boy from Outkast. You remember their song, Hootie Hoo? Well, he is embodying that.
Yeah.
Because now he has a whole flock of owls. Jalen Rose, what do you think about Big Boy with the owl?
All silky, silky, all day, any day, any day. Every damn day. Shout out to Big Boy.
Multiple owls.
The OG. And by the way, not only am I impressed by seeing Daddy Fat Stacks with the owls, you know he keeps the puppies and the dogs on deck too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Always been an entrepreneur. Outkast, one of the greatest rap groups of all time. Shout to 3 Stacks, Andre 3000. Make sure y'all put some respect on my guy Big Boy name.
Jalen, we have a lot more games to get you ready for on Sunday. We have a game featuring your namesake, Jalen Hurts, who's taken the NFL by storm through 3 weeks, and the Detroit Lions and Jared Montana. We'll break those down and much more right after this. You're watching.
I'm glad you brought up Hootie Hoo. You're a great host.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck in the Seaport, New York City. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Anthony Rose. The Eagles are undefeated. They are 3-0. Jalen Hurts looks great. However, they're also going up against a team that looks pretty formidable themselves, the Jacksonville Jaguars. No more Urban Meyer. Guess what? Now we're winning football games. Jalen, do the Jags have enough to stop the Eagles and Jalen Hurts?
I'm just happy that, as you mentioned, that we're talking about the Jags in a positive light and they're trying to build on something. But this is all about the Eagles for me. Great to see nephew Brandon Graham, Super Bowl champion, out there balling, still getting sacks in his 13th year, bossing up, representing the D. My guy Big Play Slay out there locking down that corner as well as anybody in the league. Like, that defense got to also get some love. But you're right. You know, the growth in this offense clearly surrounds Jalen Hurts and his ability to spread the ball around. And now that he's proven that he can throw from the pocket, the Eagles look like a formidable NFC foe to anybody. And he continues to not only be a dual threat, but you and I both know, we've been betting the last couple of seasons, he's going to get you a rushing touchdown.
See, at some point, we just don't love flip Eagles odds. Minus 6.5, but I love Eagles money line plus Jalen Hurts getting a touchdown. I love that so much, but 6.5 I might stay away from because I think the Jaguars can keep this close. Jalen, for the second time this season, the Detroit Lions are favored to win an NFL football game. For the second time this season, the Lions are giving 4 points to the Seahawks. The game is in Detroit. The Lions have real momentum. They can't lose this one, can they?
Hey, you know what? I'm going to say the quiet thing out loud. As somebody that appreciated how Seattle won a Super Bowl with Russell and the Legion of Boom, I it seems like I didn't appreciate and don't appreciate how they dismantled that team. And I don't feel like those players got the respect that they deserve. Even this offseason, and of course Jamal Williams going to get 2 TDs this week. That's my guy.
Guaranteed.
And Jared Montana is about to pick them apart. And
no
Hockenson is about to get going this weekend. Hockenson is about to have a big week. So we're going to talk about my guy right there, number 16. No question about it. But for Seattle, right, Jacoby? Look at my guy. He going to get us a Super Bowl, Jacoby. Look at that.
Oh, please.
Jared Montana.
You're going to get you a bowl of soup,
about,
not a Super Bowl. You're going to get you a bowl of soup.
I can't stand you. But I can't stand you. That's a good one. So let me say one more thing about Seattle. It seems like Richard Sherman, like even this offseason, we talk about him losing Russ, and they kind of set him up to get booed. But we ain't also talking about they let Bobby Wagner go. And it seemed like all of the players, as they started to leave, didn't truly get the respect they deserve. And Pete Carroll's still kind of the holdover for a roster that has Metcalf and has Lockett and has some weapons. But they're looking like the Lions should cover this. I like this for the Lions. Yeah, I like at home, I like this for the Lions.
Well, it looks like we're going to see Brian Hoyer under center for the Patriots. And Bill Belichick spoke about the health of Mac Jones and was very Belichick-y.
Does he have a high ankle sprain?
Day by day. What do I look like? A doctor? An orthopedic surgeon? Like, I don't know. Talk to the medical experts.
What are the medical experts on staff say?
Day by day. We'll evaluate him, Dave. I mean, what difference does it make to me? What do you think I'm going to read the MRI? That's not my job, so.
But it's theirs, and they talk to you about it, right?
Yeah, it's day by day. It's getting better day by day.
Like, great question from the reporter at the end. He's like, I know, but someone else reads the MRI, and then you talk to that person and find out what they learned from the MRI. But it does look like Jones will not be playing.
But hold on, like, so we talked about Tua earlier, right?
Mm-hmm.
See, what Bill Belichick just did there is a symptom that feeds the system that allowed Tua to play 4 days later. So, and I'm going to again say the quiet thing out loud is I love Coach Pop and I love Bill Belichick, but we all know that we wouldn't allow, as multimedia and fans, the other 31 coaches to conduct their interviews like that. The media will be all over them. The reason why it's accepted is because they're legendarily great. And they won so many Super Bowls, so now we accept what they're doing. So let me just talk about what just happened there. We don't get to talk to the doctor. We don't get to interview the trainer. And so when Tua got injured last week, we said on this show how he was on the phone with Tua, and Tua was like, I'm ready to go, right? And we cheered Tua's toughness, and then he went out and played. So it is Bill Belichick's job to know the MRI. It is his job to know the health of his players, just like we wanted the Dolphins to know the health of their player. We don't get to interview the medical staff.
No.
You know, and so because we get to interview you, you're getting asked a question.
Well, I certainly think that Bill Belichick knows more about the health of his starting quarterback than day by day, but he is Bill Belichick and he gives us that information. But when I think about this game and I think about my gambling app, when I think about Brian Hoyer versus Aaron Rodgers, something tells me you know where my money will be in this one. We have a lot more to get to.
Make sure you
stay tuned during this very short break.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Next Thursday, the NBA returns to ESPN with a doubleheader of preseason action. Make sure you tune in to both of these great matchups. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Every single day we have a show, we do what, Mr. Rose?
Acknowledge the fact that Brittany Griner is still wrongfully detained in Russia. So unlike her college coach, Kim Mulkey, we here at Jalen and Jacoby, after 225 days, which are a speedy, safe return to the United States.
Well, we had a return of NBA basketball to our screens. From Japan this morning, the Warriors took on the Wizards, and the NBA champions added another piece. They got James Wiseman back from injury, and he looked great coming off the bench. In just 24 minutes, had 20 points and 9 rebounds. Jalen, did the best team in the NBA just get better?
Yes, and let me tell you a secret, fam. So, the one thing about the Warriors, y'all, that's going to be scary is that the young players actually provide things that are needed to go with their championship core, the Splash Brothers and Draymond. Like, Wiseman is going to give them height. He's going to give them the ability to score in the paint. And he's working on his jump shot, too. Kuminga, athleticism, slashing, Moody, shooting, catch and shooting. And so they're going to infuse things into the lineup for a squad that just won the championship without each of them playing meaningful roles.
Jalen, last night Clayton Kershaw did not pitch, but he did get caught by cameras doing something really interesting. Look at your man right here. Like, what? I don't see anything wrong. I don't see anything wrong with making out with a baseball.
Hey, you got to love the game, man. Same thing with a basketball or anything. A great craftsman appreciates his tools. That baseball done so much for him in his life and his career. I don't know about all of that. Can he do this on TV?
We'll be back on Monday, ESPN2.
We might be back.
Have a good weekend.
We might be back.